Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's taken a very long time, but finally, the lies of the left, and especially the left-wing media, have come back to haunt them. Now, I know a lot of people a few weeks ago were very down on the results of the midterms, saying there was no red wave, we didn't get the Senate, we barely got the House, things should have been different, and fingers were being pointed all over the place. But I told everyone there, while yes, it was a little bit disappointing, we did in fact get the House, and that is enough to scare the hell out of the left-wing media. All of the lies that they've been perpetrating for the better part of 4 years, 3 or 4 years at least, maybe more really, because all through the Trump administration, and now 2 years into Biden, so almost 6 years. For almost 6 years, the left-wing news media has been spreading lies, and they've been getting away with it because no one stood up. Oh, there were a few people on television. There were Fox News and Newsmax that would point out the error of the left-wing media's reporting, but there was nothing anybody could really do. No one was being held accountable. They were free to say whatever they wanted to say and play favorites and play fast and loose with the rules, and everything was just wonderful because if push come to shove, they had the House to back them up and say, oh, well, everything's fine. Isn't it ironic that as soon as the House flips red, the mainstream news media, the left-wing arm of the mainstream news media, which is the vast majority of the left-wing news media, are suddenly running scared. Some of the lies perpetrated by the left and then the water that was carried by the left-wing media. First, let's talk a little bit about inflation. Remember when they said, there's not going to be any inflation. If there is, it'll be very minimal. Well, it turned out it was not minimal. It turned out it was rather large. So all of the people who gathered on CNN and MSNBC and CBS and all of these stations who were financial experts, and said, you'll see very little to any actual inflation. You may actually see a reduction. Things are just going to go smashingly. And then when it blew up in their face, they said, well, there may be a little bit of transitory inflation, but it'll be very, very minor. And it will be very short-lived. Even Yellen said that. Remember Yellen? Saying that it will all be just transitory. And soon everyone will see that our policies will have brought down the cost of everything. Well, I'm still waiting. The world's still waiting. It was a lie. It was an absolute lie. And if you're going to sit here and tell me these people, well-educated people, financial experts, people with degrees in this, truly thought that any of these policies in any way, shape, or form was going to bring down inflation, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. You were just lied to, that's all. They knew what was coming. They had to know what was coming. But the left-wing news media says, no, there's no inflation. Why? As a matter of fact, the economy's doing smashingly and everything's wonderful and there may be a slight increase in price here and there, but after all, there's a slight increase in wages and everything's about the same as it was. Oh, is that right? Is that right? Well, now we know better. And now what's the left-wing news media saying? Well, you know, inflation's a big problem here. Oh, it is? Well, you're the ones who told us there wasn't going to be any. You see, folks, the left-wing media has a problem now, and that is they've had to carry so much water for someone that no one believes a word they say anymore. Their ratings are plummeting. Their credibility is shot. They're losing hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. And the people responsible realize, well, we've got to do something. We're going to lose our networks. We're going to lose our jobs. People are not believing anything we say anymore because they realize it's just rhetoric. We've lied so many times and been proven to be liars that now people are saying there's no point in tuning into you to just hear some kind of fairy tale. So when the ratings are this low, look what happened to CNN. Fire this one, fire that one, fire this one, because they weren't getting any ratings. If people are tired of it and saying, you lied to me. So now these same liberal news media outlets realize we got to get back our credibility. And, oh, isn't it a great time to do it right after the House flips? You see, they had to carry water for Joe Biden because they had to get Joe over the hump for the midterms. Now that he's over the hump of the midterms, they don't give a damn if Joe Biden falls off a cliff. Why would they? They know he's not running. If he does run, he can't possibly win. He's going to get primaried out. So now the left-wing news media has no agenda anymore. So now their agenda is, let me get back my credibility. And suddenly you're seeing ridiculous things like CNN admitting inflation is out of control. The policies of the administration did not work, and inflation is higher than it's ever been. Really? Well, you were the ones who told us there wasn't going to be any and assured us that that was just some right-wing propaganda. But that shouldn't surprise anyone. You were the ones who had experts on that told us Hunter Biden's laptop's not real. If you're falling for that nonsense, then you're a pawn of Putin. That's just Russian propaganda created by the right-wing party to disgrace, humiliate, and hopefully downgrade Joe Biden as a candidate. It's not real. It doesn't even exist. And if a laptop does exist, it's a Russian plant. Someone pretending to be Hunter Biden dropped off a laptop containing some pictures you could find anywhere and some information they probably got through the Republican Party and created a laptop to disgrace Hunter, thus disgracing Joe. Why, even security experts signed on and said, yes, indeed. After having looked at this, this has all the earmarks of Russian propaganda. FBI went to Facebook and told them, don't be pushing any of this Hunter Biden laptop stuff because it's not real. It's Russian propaganda. And if you're pressing it and pushing it and allowing people to say it, you're helping Russia to swerve an election. So if you know what's good for you, you won't post that crapola. Well, guess what happens after the midterms? CBS, a year, 2 years later, comes out and says, Hunter Biden's laptop, breaking news. Breaking news. Hunter Biden's laptop has confirmed to be real. Oh. Oh. Well, that's amazing, because it would have taken exactly one phone call to find out whether Hunter Biden's laptop was real. You didn't do it because you didn't want to do it. All you'd have had to done is to take a look at the signature, take a look at the video camera that taped Hunter Biden going into that repair shop and dropping off laptops. All you had to do was cross-reference some emails and say, well, I don't know. This is his email address. Let's see if any of these emails actually went to who they said and if they got those and responded and Hunter responded. If they did, it's his laptop. You know how long that takes? You think it takes 2 years? It doesn't. They knew every single bit of it was real, and they kept it from you because they were told to keep it from you because they were trying to carry Joe Biden's water. They don't need to do that anymore. So now suddenly the laptop's real. Of course the laptop's real. Why? That's breaking news on CBS. We had a crack amount of journalists on this. Oh, we did our due diligence. It took us 2 years. Me, sitting over here, a musician, could have done it in an hour. Took CBS 2 years. It's confirmed. Well, thank you, CBS. Thank you very much. So now you've confirmed then for everyone that the election that you called the most honest and fair election in the history of elections in the United States of America or the world was not fair at all, because critical information was kept away from the American voter, information that they needed to know to make an informed decision. You've just admitted that. So now you're election deniers. Join the club, huh? I guess CBS is now a terrorist network because they have said that Joe Biden's laptop is real, and by proxy that means that the FBI's insistence that it wasn't and telling Facebook and all the social media platforms to not broadcast anything about it was, in fact, election interference, meaning that this election was not fair. Oh. Terrific. Terrific. But it doesn't stop there. Remember when they raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago home? Remember CNN and MSNBC saying they had experts on there. And I'm not kidding you. Here's what one expert actually said. It's very possible that Donald Trump had in his possession nuclear secrets. Nuclear secrets that you could use against the United States of America. Nuclear secrets that you could sell to its enemies for a very, very high price. As if Donald Trump, sitting in Mar-a-Lago, which is a village in itself, with all the money he has, is a James Bond villain sitting in Mar-a-Lago going, they didn't elect me, well, I'm going to sell a nuclear secret to the country of my choice. I'll fix them for not electing me president. I'll have everything blown to smithereens. Does that sound credible to you? Oh, but here were experts saying, that's what happened. He had them in his possession. You'll see nuclear secrets. And why would he have them if not for the fact that he was going to try to put them on the open market and sell them? Well, Trump, from the very beginning, said, I didn't have any of that stuff. Well, what the hell are they talking about? He's lying. He's a liar, naturally. What do you think he would do? He'd have to lie. Oh, well, now every news outlet's reporting, well, no, there weren't any nuclear secrets there. He had some things he thought he was entitled to because there were mementos, like letters from Kim Jong-un and certain things that he had there that, he probably shouldn't have taken because they're supposed to be in the library, but, he did take them as his own personal mementos. And all the FBI had to do was say, could you give those back? You really aren't really supposed to have those. And he would have gave them back. Oh, no, he was a James Bond villain going to sell nuclear secrets to the Russians and have us all blown to smithereens. Cue the James Bond theme now. It was a total lie, folks. And they knew it was a total lie. Once again, they had to perpetrate that lie, because they were told to. But let's just take a look at all of the lies. Remember when Joe Biden and company said, Afghanistan is now Al-Qaeda free. The Taliban has told us this will no longer be a haven for terrorists. And we believe them because they dare not lie to the mighty Joe Biden. Why, the mere mention of his name makes the entire Taliban tremble and get sick to their stomach. They're going to walk the straight line now. Women are going to be allowed to do everything they want to do. There'll be no more haven for terrorists. Peace, love, and understanding will rule in Afghanistan. How long did that take before they were slaughtering the people who helped us all through the Afghanistan situation? Because they decided to get the troops out first and leave the civilians. And Al-Qaeda's right back there. And women are being executed and persecuted and raped and tortured. You don't hear it. You don't hear anybody now saying, well, what's happening out there is outrageous. Because they know that if they tell you what's happening in Afghanistan, you're going to turn around and say, hey, Joe, thought you told us none of this was taking place. Even outlets like Fox News and Newsmax will not report it because I don't know why. I don't know why. But if you look at the situation in Afghanistan, it's not good. You were lied to, we were taken advantage of, because these morons had no idea how to withdraw the correct way. And the Taliban used Joe Biden for a sucker, because he basically is one. So there's another lie. Now there's a lie of omission, because you won't hear anything about what's going on in Afghanistan. No one's reporting it. They'll report what's happening in the Ukraine. But they're not going to report what's happening in Afghanistan, because that would make Joe look bad. How about the border? How many times does Mayorkas have to say the border is 100% secure? We have a very secure border. The border is fine. There is no problem at the border. Remember when they denied it? There's no problem at the border. There's no crisis. How dare you call it a crisis? How dare you say that this is a crisis? This is just fear-mongering at its finest. Republican fear-mongering. There's no crisis. Everything's under control. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now what's the news outlet saying? Oh, the border is out of control. Oh. Well, who told you that? Who told you that when it was first happening? And you were the ones who denied it. You're the ones who carried the water for the left, saying, no, no, no. You don't listen to any of those people who are saying that. That's just not true. You're being fed propaganda and false information, misinformation. That's all you're being fed, except it turns out we were right. The border's out of control. So what do we got here? Inflation? We were right about it. It's out of control. Hunter Biden's laptop real? They were wrong about it. It is real. Trump not having nuclear secrets? We were right. He didn't. They were wrong and reported it. Al-Qaeda going right back into Afghanistan as soon as the American troops are out? We were assured by all the news outlets that would never happen. Oh, well, it happened. Border has no crisis. Now they admit it's a crisis. How many times are you going to be lied to by these people before they lose all their credibility? They know this now. They realize. They check their ratings. They know. We've lied to these people so many times. You know what it's like? It's like having a kid that lies to you constantly, and the first few times you're like, it's not that big of a lie. He said he was at his friend's house, and he was really at a different friend I don't approve of. Oh, he said he was going to be home by 6, and he's home by 8. But eventually, when these lies start to be one after the other, after the other, after the other, and you see a pattern, you start to say, I can't trust anything this kid said. I have to double-check every single thing, or I'm just going to keep right on getting lied to. Well, that's what's happening now. The American people are realizing we can't trust anything that comes out of anybody's mouth on CNN or MSNBC. They'll say anything. They'll just say anything. Remember the Inflation Reduction Act? Going to reduce inflation. It made inflation rise. Have you seen that reported? No. Remember when Joe Biden said, I am not going to cut oil production? I'm not decreasing oil production in any way, shape, or form. What did he do? We're down 1 million barrels a day. 1 million barrels a day. Then we get to January 6th. And we're told the darkest day in the history of the United States of America, even counting 9/11. What basically happened is a group of angry, radical, right-wing, extremist, MAGA Republicans decided they were going to overthrow the government of the United States and made an absolute attempt at doing so. And had it not been for the bravery of the dozen or so security that were there, why, we would have all been strung up like Mussolini. That's what they want you to believe. In reality, now we know what happened. Christopher Wray, when asked directly, under oath, were there FBI agents in the Capitol building already before anyone breached the Capitol dressed as Trump supporters. You know what he said? I can't comment on that. You can't comment on that. That should be an easy answer. No. Because if there were, that means we were trying to set people up. So why can't you just say, no? No, there wasn't. Well, now we realize that the Proud Boys and a few of these other groups that had members that went in, they were infiltrated by FBI agents and informers who rabble-roused them to go in to begin with. This is like me going down to one of the poorest areas in New York City and saying, I have a plan to rob a bank. And a bunch of the hoodlums down there and drug addicts are like, nah, you rob a bank, we'll all go to jail. No, no, no. I got inside information. I got a guy on the inside. I got this. I got that. And they still say, no, no, no. And I keep it up and keep it up and keep it up. And finally, they say, okay, I'll help. And then I say, ah, ha, ha, fool. You plotted to rob a bank, and I caught you. Now, that's called creating a crime and then finding people who are willing to go along with it. No one was going into the Capitol on January 6th. We now know that. Proper motivation by FBI agents and agent provocateurs who were urging them to do so. And in the heat of the moment, some people made bad decisions and went in there. But they didn't do it without being coerced. Now we know this is true. I mean, it's as obvious as the nose on your face. Once again, who looks bad? Left-wing media. COVID. Now everyone is saying, it's not just the right-wing and the crazy, supposed crazy science deniers who are saying masks did not help, lockdowns did not help. All the time we were suffocating ourselves and killing ourselves, isolating ourselves from our family, not going to see loved ones, not going to funerals, not going to school, not going to work, shutting down our businesses and everything was not necessary. Oh, but MSNBC and CNN and all the left-wing media was telling you, if you don't wear a mask, you, in fact, are a murderer. You are murdering people. You should actually be put in an internment camp. That's, some people were suggesting that. I want you to understand that. I didn't make that up. There were people on MSNBC saying if these people will not get vaccinated and wear masks, they should be put in some kind of camp, isolated from the rest of us so we don't have to deal with their bad decisions. Well, now what? Now when everything comes out, just like I told every one of my listeners it would, I said, fear not. The truth will out eventually about COVID. The truth will out. Well, it's out. None of that made a damn bit of difference. Not a damn bit of difference. So if you're one of those people who are in your car alone, wearing a mask, taking one breath every 5 seconds to try to avoid even breathing, you did it for no reason. If you're one of those people who lost your businesses because you were too afraid to go into work or you weren't allowed to by the government, it was for no reason. If your children are now isolated and antisocial and their test scores are lower than ever, well, blame the government. You were told this is going to be the worst thing in the world and everything's got to be shut down or we're all going to die. And anybody who disagrees and raises their hand and says, wait a minute, I don't see how a mask works. The particles are too small. Science denier, possible murderer, internment camps for him. Remember those things? I told you this was going to out itself, and now it has. And what does that make the media look like? It makes them look like complete and total idiots. But from the very beginning, Russiagate, we have evidence. Adam Schiff said, I've seen evidence. I have seen actual physical evidence that Donald Trump has dealings with Russia that are illegal. Put them on the table, Adam. Ah, at this time, I don't have to. And everyone's saying, oh, yes, Adam Schiff has seen it. Donald Trump is, in fact, bought and paid for by good old Vladimir Putin. We got him. Don't worry. Adam Schiff's got the evidence right in his back pocket. Well, when the hearing finally comes behind closed doors and someone finally asks the million-dollar question, put up or shut up, where's the evidence? Adam Schiff says, I don't have it. Oh, so you were lying. Now, do you think reporters wouldn't say, Mr. Schiff, you can come on here and make any kind of claim. You can say you were abducted and anally probed by an alien. But unless you have some proof, these are very, very serious allegations to make against the President of the United States. So if you're not willing to share with us any proof, we're not willing to give you the airtime to spread this. Oh, no, they didn't do that. They gave him all the airtime in the world. That's fascinating. Oh, this is horrible. Do you think the United States will survive Trump? All just propaganda and lies. Complete propaganda and lies. Remember when Joe Biden said, the student loan debt's going to be forgiven? I got it passed by a couple of votes. Got it passed by a couple of votes. It never even came before the House. Said nothing. I just flat out lied. Just flat flush lied. Nobody questioned him on it. Did you hear one reporter say, why did you say that? What in the world made you think that passed by a couple of votes? Please show me where that passed by a couple of votes. No, nobody said that. They didn't ask Joe anything. Oh, that's just Joe. That's just Joe. Remember when we were told there's no CRT in schools? That's not happening. There's no sexualization of our children in school? That's not happening. That's right-wing conspiracy. And anyone who says that, well, they're domestic terrorists. These parents are going crazy because we just want to teach history. I mean, all we're teaching is history. All we're teaching is that the white man is evil, horrible, terrible, and the United States is the worst country ever formed. Perfectly okay, if you want to engage in sex with a drag queen. That's all we're teaching. Why are you so upset? And what the news say? None of that's happening. Not one bit of it's happening. Until we see videos of some guy in drag twerking with a G-string on while talking about oral sex, singing about oral sex to eight-year-olds. Until we have brave men and women bringing books in that their kids at 9 and 10 were given to read that had graphic descriptions of sex between minors, sex with older adults and minors, explicit descriptions of oral sex and anal sex, that when they went to read it out loud, people said, please don't read that. That's offensive. Oh, but your 9-year-old can read it. There's a group of adults sitting here, and it's too offensive for them, but it's okay to hand it to your 9-year-old. And if you said you don't want that, you know what they said? Oh, you're for censorship. You want books burned. You're like the Nazis. No, we don't want any censorship, and we don't want books burned. We want the children to be protected from perverts. Is that too much to ask? I guess it is. Because now we find out there's all kinds of hospitals doing these surgeries on children. We didn't know about it. Nobody knew about it. Nobody's asking those questions. Now we find out. Unnecessary surgeries. Meanwhile, you can't get grandma in for her surgery that might save her life. But you got a 9-year-old there going through some kind of gender reconstruction surgery, huh? Unbelievable. And look at the Pelosi break-in. Let's talk about that for a minute. Very first thing we were told, Paul Pelosi was viciously attacked with a hammer by a mega Republican crazo who was hoping to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and potentially kill her or break her kneecaps. Well, what do we find out about this weirdo? Yeah, he had all kinds of conspiracy theories online. Some of them were far right-wing conspiracy. Some of them were far left-wing conspiracy. He certainly was no Trump supporter. Far from it. He lived in a house or with in a bus parked outside a house that had Black Lives Matter flags and gay pride flags all over it. He was a nudist. He was a Green Party member. His girlfriend said he thought he was Jesus. That doesn't sound like a Trump supporter to me. And then we're told, well, what happened is he broke the window and went in. He held Paul Pelosi hostage for 30 minutes. Paul Pelosi bravely found his way to the bathroom where he just happened to have a cell phone plugged in, called the police in full earshot of this guy, who then the police 10 minutes later got there. And this guy had still not been violent. And when the police came in, they found this guy attacking Pelosi with a hammer. And they pulled him off and arrested him. Now we find out, well, no, that's not true. Paul Pelosi answered the door and said, come on in, and walked right back to his attacker. Believe for some bizarre reason, then decided, I'll attack you in front of the police. And the police, for some bizarre reason, did not tase him or shoot him. They just hold him off. There's more to that story than meets the eye, but do you think any reporters are digging into it? Well, when an NBC reporter tried to, and corrected some of the mistakes that had been made in the reporting and said, it turns out Paul Pelosi himself answered the door, did not seem to be in any distress. In fact, walked back to the perpetrator of the crime and away from the police, he was fired. And the story was removed from NBC. Story was removed, folks. Why would you remove that story? Oh, it didn't meet our standards because it told the truth. And your standards are not the truth. Your standards are what the White House is telling you to say. Problem. You're not getting news. You're getting propaganda. And the American people have finally woke up to it, and these news organizations are finally realizing if we just continue along this line of propaganda, we're not going to have a station to perpetrate any propaganda because no one's going to watch it, and no one's going to believe us anymore. We've been wrong about so many things, from Nicholas Sandman and that whole thing to the Russiagate to COVID to inflation to CRT to the border. Almost everything we've said, we've been wrong about. So who's going to trust your credibility at this point? And now we find out that this Sam Bankman-Fried crook, who is the second largest donor to the Democratic Party, basically bought the Senate for them in the midterms. He's basically a Ponzi scheme jerk. Along the lines of Bernie Madoff, and everyone's lost their goddamn shirts, and now all the Democrats, oh, what the hell's going on with that guy? Yeah, well, I wonder. Boy, he was your sweetheart, though, when he's handing over billions to your campaign, right? How come you associate with so many crooks? Did you ever ask yourself that question? Remember when Stormy Daniels' lawyer, I don't even remember his name at this point, was after Donald Trump, and he was on every MSNBC and CNN show, and they were saying, you should run for president. Why, you're the most dignified man I've ever seen. You're the bravest man I've ever seen. You alone have stood up to the mega powers of Donald J. Trump, the man who's going to ruin this country. You are unafraid. You, my friend, are an American hero. Yeah, while he's extorting money from Nike, beating his wife, and ripping off Stormy Daniels of all of her money. And then the second that it's found out that he's a crook and he goes to jail, you don't hear his name no more. Oh, they were touting him for president. You don't hear his name anymore. Why, this Bankman-Fried, he was the next big thing. He's a genius. You can see videos of him sitting right next to top DNC officials. Oh, who's this person? Clinton. How about that? There's Bill Clinton sitting right next to him, yucking it up. There's this one and that one and another one. Oh, my goodness. They're just friends and as close as they can be allies, right? Now he's a crook. And you realize that he's a crook and a con man, and everybody's like, well, you know, you don't want to hear nothing about him. That party associates with an awful lot of criminals. An awful lot of criminals. And then you wonder. But it's coming back to haunt them now, folks. All the lies for the last 6 years have been revealed one at a time, and cumulatively, they have added up to the point where no one trusts them anymore. MSNBC, CNN could come out tomorrow and say, we have absolute proof that Donald Trump is an alien from planet whatever, and everybody would be like, yeah, who cares? Nobody even cares anymore. We're going to investigate Donald Trump. The minute it was found out that the House was going to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, it was, well, we're going to investigate Donald Trump. And everybody said, ah, God, not again. Nobody even cares at this point because they don't trust you. If you were honest and you were dignified and the news media was true, journalists, thing they would say is, we owe our listeners and our viewers an apology. We were very wrong about this Hunter Biden thing. It does appear that Joe Biden has strong connections. And our journalists are going to help to try to get to the bottom of this, whether he's a Democrat or Republican makes no difference. They're not doing that. They're just saying, Hunter Biden's laptop looks real. So, here's the next thing you're going to hear from them. Well, it has nothing to do with Joe. Oh, maybe you won't. Maybe they're going to throw Joe under the bus. My theory is that now the new marching orders is that your gloves are off, media. Tear Joe apart if you want to. Make it so he can't run. Joe has announced he will run. We can't stop Joe from running. And the midterm results have made it even worse because now we can't even, with a straight face, say he's not our candidate. We have to kind of support him. So, media, it's time for you to do your job. Destroy Joe Biden for us so he can't run in 2024. Bring him down as hard as you can have to bring him down. And we'll deal with the consequences afterwards, and we'll have a brand new candidate in there. That's what they want, folks. That's what they want. They're done with Joe. Joe's useless to them now. They got him past the midterms. And that's it. That's all they needed to do. They don't want him running. Why would they want Joe Biden to run? Who in the world is going to vote for Joe Biden at this stage? Who in the world is going to do that? He just turned 80, which will mean he'll be close to turning 82 by the time the presidential election gets here. Do you think he can get on stage and debate? He's not going to debate. He's going to do the exact same thing all these Democratic candidates are doing. They're going to hide in their basement and say, debate is pointless. My opponent is so egregiously, horribly evil that debating them would just give them a platform to spread their hatred. And I think as an American, I shouldn't do that. Translation, I'm a coward because I can't debate and I don't have any policies that make any sense and I will be torn to shreds by my opponent. So I won't debate. Then I'm not going to let Joe debate. They want Joe gone. I don't know who they intend to run. But they don't want it to be Joe. So the news media now, the gloves are off. You'll see it. You'll see it on CNN, MSNBC. They'll have guests on that says, yes, in fact, Joe Biden may be involved in some sort of a pay-to-play deal because Hunter Biden's laptop turned out to be real and there are some incriminating things. They're going to say that. Then they're going to start bringing up, you know, Joe Biden's age is starting to affect him. He's starting to sound crazy. Starting to. When he was running for president, he made a speech talking about how children would stick their hands up the legs of his pants to play with his leg hair. You know, that don't sound crazy to you? I know if I ran for president tomorrow, that's not a story I'm going to retell as well, this is why you should vote for me. I don't even know what the hell context it was in. He literally has to have notes on who to call for in the media. The media's starting to wake up to that and say, I never get a question. Of course you don't, because you're not on that little piece of paper. And he also has the answers to those questions. That's a very easy thing, isn't it? I could go out there and answer any question. I don't know a thing about opera, but if people said, okay, well, there's going to be eight people asking you questions about opera, and here's the answers, I can get away with that, I guess, and I'll look like I know something about opera. So this is where we stand now, folks. We stand in a country with a man who the Democrats have given up on, have no use for anymore. They're just going to try the best they can to throw him under the bus so he doesn't run in 2024. We have a news media that's going to pretend to wake up and be honest now, but in fact probably are still getting their talking points from the White House, just not from Joe, because Joe don't run the White House. Flat out doesn't run the White House. And all of the lies that have been perpetrated upon the American people for six straight years are there for you to see. So now it's your decision. Do you want to forgive the people who lied to you for 6 years? Go ahead. But just remember, they lied to you about inflation. They lied to you about the border. They lied to you about Donald Trump twice, three times. First is Russiagate. Second is this Mar-a-Lago thing. Third is that his taxes are going to show that he's a criminal. They lied to you about CRT in schools. They lied to you about the sexualization of children. They lied to you about COVID, whether it was its origins or the masks or the shutdowns. They lied to you about all of that. They lied to you about oil production. They lie to you about all of that. Every bit of it. If you want to forgive all that and say, well, I know they lied to me 77 times, but I think the 78th, I'll give them another chance. Okay, well, then you're a fool. You're a fool. They've shown you what they are. They can't make it any clearer. They will say whatever they are told to say. No evidence needed. No corroboration needed. They will just say what they're told to say. And you will believe it. Luckily, some of the American people now are not believing it. And they're tuning out of these shows. So the news media has two choices. One, start being actual journalists again. And start actually going after the story, regardless of who it makes look bad or what that story is. Or keep towing the water just for a different Democrat. Throw Joe Biden under the bus and tow the water for the next candidate that they're going to put out there. If that's what you want to do, fine. It's not going to help. We have ceased to have an actual news media. And I'm not just picking on the left. See, we actually have to have a news media, folks. We can have opinion shows. I'm an opinion show. We can have opinion shows. We can have Sean Hannity. We can have Rachel Maddow. But we need journalists. We need people who are going to say, I don't really have a political axe to grind. I just want to get behind this story. If Hunter Biden's laptop is true and Joe Biden's compromised, I'm going to freaking find out and tell the American people. If Donald Trump's a tax cheat, I'm going to find out and tell the American people. Irregardless to what their politics are, you follow the story. We don't have that anymore. And when one or two people do try, they're shut down. NBC fires the guy who blows the whistle on the Pelosi break-in story. Do you remember the woman from, I believe it was NBC, but it might have been ABC, who said, I had this story about the Epstein and his connections to Clinton and everything else. I had this years ago, and they shut me down. And now they're coming out as if they just discovered it. Remember her? Where's she now? When you do try to be a journalist, they come for you, and they tell you you're no longer going to have a platform. Luckily, with the advent of the Internet, it's very hard for them to completely silence you. But they can silence you to the vast majority of people. They can make sure you're not on their major networks. They can make sure you're not on major platforms. That's why social media control is so important to the Democrats. That's why you see Democrats fleeing from Twitter. Well, we're leaving. We're leaving. We're leaving. Why are you leaving? Because somebody you don't agree with now owns it? Do you do that when you go into a restaurant? Who owns this restaurant? Who do they vote for? Do you do that? You do that when you go to a hospital? What doctor's checking me out? Who did that doctor vote for? You don't do that. So why would you do it just on a social media platform? Because you no longer control the whole narrative. See, on Twitter, I can get on there and say, Donald Trump is a Russian agent, and Adam Schiff has proof. And many people have seen that proof, and even the FBI says it's true. So if you voted for Donald Trump, you're voting for a Russian agent, and Twitter would be like, good boy. And if somebody said, wait a minute, Adam Schiff doesn't have any proof, what proof? Ban him. Ban him. He's bullying that guy who just made that comment. He's calling that guy ignorant because he's challenging him. You see, they never were challenged. If no one is ever challenged, I could go around saying I'm the greatest fighter of all time. I could have beat Muhammad Ali. I could beat Mike Tyson. I could beat George Foreman. I could go in the octagon and beat anybody who ever existed. And if I never, ever fight and nobody ever challenges me, okay, well, then I can say what I want. But that's not what Twitter's going to be now. There's going to be some challenging now. There's going to be some show me your facts, and you don't have any. So the Democrats are fleeing to what they hope is a safe space where they can still spew their propaganda unchallenged. Unchallenged. You see, that's the exact opposite of what most, I'm not saying all, but most Republicans are. Most Republicans, conservatives are welcome a challenge. If you've got information that Donald Trump had nuclear secrets hidden in the bottom of a box in Melania's wardrobe, show me. And if it's there, I'll say, son of a bitch, it was there. What the hell's that all about? But if you're just going to pop on and say, that's not true, he does have it, well, then prove it. All I'm going to ask you to do is prove it. But your flapping gums doesn't do that. See, that's all the Democrats are. They're talking heads. There's nothing behind what they say. So if you challenge it, it's over. If you challenge it, it's over. These are the people who are telling you a man is a woman. These are the people who are telling you a fetus is not alive. It's unbelievable. And you get lied to time and time and time and time again. And at the end of the day, it's now on you, folks. Who do you believe? You believe the people who've lied to you for 6 years, or do you believe the people who were right to begin with? I lost friends over COVID. And some I had for many years who said, oh, if you're going to say that masks really have no bearing on our health and the lockdowns are a bad idea, I can no longer associate with you because you're crazy. You've gone crazy. You're going to get us all killed with talk like that. And I never once said, hey, if you're going to try to force me to wear a mask, if you're going to try to force a needle in my arm, if you're going to try to force me to close my business and lose my income, I'm not going to be your friend. It was them who did that when I challenged them and said, show me the proof. If someone could have come out and said, here is the proof positive, that this is 100% the way it has to be, I would have said, okay, well, this is a horrible situation. No one ever did. When some people tried to say the opposite and say, look, we're virologists. We've studied these viruses, and this mask is not going to work, they were shut down. They were told you can't be on social media. You can't be on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook or any place. Why do you think that is? The answer is simple. Their rhetoric cannot stand up to scrutiny. If you question them in any way, shape, or form, it falls apart. The narrative falls apart. It's the same way with Joe Biden saying, I never had any business talk about business with my son in any form or capacity. Well, we have pictures that tell a different story. We have emails that tell a different story. Why is there not one reporter saying, excuse me, sir, you clearly stated to the American people you had zero to do with your son's business dealings, and we have evidence here that you do. Would you like to address that? How come not one journalist will do that? Because the question wouldn't stand up to the scrutiny. And the narrative would fall apart, just like it did when push came to shove with Adam Schiff, and they said, okay, the hearing is here, the time is here, put up or shut up. Do you have any evidence directly showing that Donald Trump is a bought and paid for Russian operative? And Adam Schiff says no, after a year or more of saying I do on every television show. So you know what that's the equivalent of? Let's just say you're my next door neighbor and I say you're selling drugs. And I go on every TV show and say they're drug dealers. They're drug dealers. I got evidence they're drug dealers. I know people they sold drugs to. I got a list of people. I got an absolute list of people. And when everybody in the neighborhood says, avoid those neighbors, they're bad news, they're drug dealers, we don't want them here, they're horrible, terrible people. And the police show up and say, hey, where's your evidence? I say, I don't have any. I don't really have any. What does that make me? What does that make me? So that's what Adam Schiff did. That's what Eric Swalwell did. Here's a man who slept with a Chinese spy, and he still has top security clearance. Why? Explain to me why it's okay for you to sleep with a Chinese spy for years and still have top security clearance. But if Donald Trump called the president of the Ukraine, there's collusion there. What the hell? Come on, folks. We're all smarter than this. You got to see the forest through the trees here. The media has finally realized our lies have come back to haunt us. We are no longer a credible source of information to most American people. And they're panicking. They're panicking. And they're not sure what their next move is. Either continue to be pawns of the government, which I think they probably will, or to start trying to call it down the middle. And if they start calling it down the middle, folks, you're going to realize the Democratic Party as a party is finished. Because the whole entire basis of their party, as it currently stands, wasn't always that way. The whole entire basis of the Democratic Party as it currently stands is based upon lies, based upon total mis- and disinformation, and based upon you never challenging anything they say and forcing them to prove what they say is true. They don't have that. They can't succeed. That's why they went nuts when Elon Musk bought Twitter. Elon Musk was their golden boy. He's going to manufacture all these electric cars that we want so badly. Why, he's a boy genius. He's wonderful. He's fantastic. He's this. He's that. Then he bought Twitter and said, listen, we're going to have equal opportunity for people to talk here. He's the devil. He's a Nazi. How many Nazis do you know that say we want freedom of speech? What really happened is you realized my safe zone for spreading whatever information I want unchallenged is now dried up. And I'm going to be allowed, they're going to allow people to challenge me. And I can't defend my position. Simple as that. It's as simple as that, folks. The media's lies have now come back on them. COVID, inflation, the border, Afghanistan, Donald Trump, CRT, the oil. Their top donors are being revealed to be people with agendas to everything from population control to this freed guy who just was a Ponzi schemer. Oh, but they had their arms around him, and he was the most wonderful guy when he's given them $1 billion for their campaigns, right? Where's that money coming from? You're all scammed. If the Democrats can be scammed by some fat nerd who don't know shit from applesauce, how the hell are they going to deal with leaders of foreign country? They all got scammed by some perverted kid who sleeps on a beanbag. There's your top Democrats for you. There's your geniuses of the Democratic Party who says he's a golden boy when he's a fraud and they can't see through him. Just like they couldn't see through Avenatti. Just like they couldn't see through any of them. Or did they see through them and they don't care? That's a question you're going to have to ask yourself. But if they can't see through the bloody obvious, you think they're going to be any match for Kim Jong-un? You think they're going to be any match for the president of China, or they're going to be dealing with Vladimir Putin or whoever? Come on, folks. These are the most inept bunch you have ever seen in your life. Liars, frauds, criminals, sex offenders, perverts, Ponzi schemers. That's your Democratic Party? People you want to trust? And liars. That's the main thing, folks. Liars. And I'm not saying that without due cause. I've read you a litany list of the lies. And I'll go down the list again. Inflation, Hunter Biden's laptop, Joe's involvement in that laptop, the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid, Al-Qaeda being back in Afghanistan, the border crisis, the Inflation Reduction Act, which actually made things worse, oil production decrease, which was denied, January 6th, which was a sham, COVID, Russiagate, the Pelosi break-in, the student loans. How many more things? How many more things? I didn't even mention the small ones like Sandman and Nicholas Sandman and things like that. I didn't even mention those. I could give you four more dozen of those. It's like going to a doctor and every single time he misdiagnoses you. And you still keep going back to that same doctor and say, I have a new problem. At some point, wouldn't you say, I ain't going back to him. He's been wrong every time. Well, then why are you going back to the same party that's wrong every time? Why are you going back to the same news channel that's wrong every time? Why don't you give some credit channels and independent journalists that were right and called things right? Look back and find the people who said this inflation is going to be out of control. Find those people. They were right. Look back at the people that said the border is out of control. Look, find those people. They were right. Look back at the people who said the virus came from a Wuhan lab and there was no need for masks and these vaccinations could be dangerous. They were right. Look back on the people that said Al-Qaeda is going to come right back into Afghanistan if you withdraw this way, because they were right. Those are the people you should be listening to, not the people who are wrong about all those things. Why would you continue to listen or respect the opinion of the people who are wrong about every single one of those things? The media's lies come back to haunt them, folks. And they got a lot of explaining to do, and they got a lot to make up for. Let's see if they do the right thing or continue to do the wrong.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.